If you didn't catch VSiN last week, here's some of what you missed.
It's not Matt Nagy's fault that Trubisky stinks. It's not his fault. He's been managing this kid. He's done everything in his power to protect the kid. It would be like blaming Brett Brown because Markelle's Fultz can't shoot. Like, that's not Brett Brown's fault, Markelle. That was Brian Colangelo's fault for picking him. Like, this is Ryan Pace's fault for picking Trubisky. Quit trying to make Trubisky into a player and blaming Nagy. Stop it. Nagy's doing everything in his power to make this kid a player. He can't. He's hiding him. He's keeping him out of the game. That's why the Sharps know it. They see this as an absolute underplay. And so we got to stop busting on poor Matt Nagy. He's sitting in there. He doesn't have any hair on his head to begin with, and he's pulling it out with this guy.
What is really the definition of your full body weight? I mean, do all 300 and however many pounds have to be on there, half your body weight? I don't get that rule. I understand the intent of it, but it's like so many other rules in the NFL that they're adding. It's making it very difficult for the officials, not excusing the bad call, but maybe helping to explain it.
Holding calls are on a record-setting pace. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple hundred more in the first 2 weeks than we had last year. I mean, I just find it unbelievable. The National Flag League, they've got to slow it down a little bit.
Well, and but again, it goes back to the fact that if you're going to keep putting these rules in, they're going to adjudicate accordingly. Remember, was it a year ago or 2 years ago? We were wondering about a crackdown on whatever it was with defensive pass interference or whatever. And in the preseason, it looked like there was flag after flag after flag. Then they laid off a little bit after week two, it seemed. I remember something about after week two, things seemed to calm down a little bit. So hopefully that happens here in a repeat of history.
You know, you talked about that rule that is so hard to officiate with your whole body weight on a mm-hmm. quarterback. We were at the Miami game with the Raiders last year, and a Dolphin defensive player, to avoid Carr with his full body weight, twisted himself.
I remember that.
Was out for the
Got
season
hurt.
With a leg injury.
Yeah.
Got hurt trying to avoid it. Yeah. They're 300 pounds. They're big guys. They're coming after the quarterbacks.
Yeah, the moment you're asking guys to kind of let up on a situation where all their lives they've been trained to do something mm-hmm. else, and you're just asking for trouble. Yeah.
Betting public thinks Dallas is dominant, right?
Yeah.
A dominant
yeah.
team right now because that's the way the Cowboys are being bet. Can you? I don't know how you can stop the flow of Cowboys money at this point.
It's going to be tough. I mean, it's yeah. going to be all Dallas money in the spot for sure. And the betting public probably thinks they're the third best team in the league right now.
Right.
I mean, there's a very defined top two in the NFL.
We talked about this last week. You had KC, New England, whichever order you want to put those two yeah. in. And right now, I think a lot of people would say Dallas number three.
Dallas or maybe the Los Angeles Rams. Yeah. There's a few teams you can make a case for, but clearly the top two are the top two.